from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who just took a fisherman's friend to reduce mouth noises, and that's, well, now I'm not hearing them anymore. That's like a cough drop. Oh, there's a mouth noise. Don't worry, you won't hear any more the rest of the episode. This is why I warm up, and you may be confused, and so am I. Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast with very little mouth noises, except at this particular moment that I'm leaving in, you may not even hear them, but that's how much I care. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. And these sponsors are how I'm able to be here for you for free twice a week. So remember that when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow. SleepWithMePodcast.com/sponsors. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique, and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to the both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. No, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at HelixSleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's HelixSleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, am counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. To put it simply, Odoo is built to save. Odoo saves time. Odoo saves money. But most importantly, Odoo saves businesses. That's right. Odoo's superhero software rescues companies from the perils of disconnected platforms. And Odoo's utility belt of user-friendly applications puts the power of total business management in the palm of your hand. Learn more at odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, saving the world one business at a time. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the most important part of the podcast. So I get so excited. And yes, it's faster. It's more paced than the rest of the show because it's how we're able to bring you the show for free twice a week are the listeners who support the sponsors and then go one step beyond that, letting the sponsors know they supported them because they support Sleep With Me. It's huge. That's really how the show is free on every podcast app. And oh boy, do we have some people to thank. I want to thank Swoops, and I want to thank Gwendolyn. Both Swoops and Gwendolyn supported Relief Band, let Relief Band know about it. Got the relief from Relief Band. So thank you, Swoops. Thank you, Gwendolyn. If you support a sponsor, tag them, tag me, let them know about it. Give them a call, send them an email, send them a letter, and let me know about it at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Swoops and Gwendolyn. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra support, there's links to resources in the show notes you could connect with right now. It's about supporting our communities with our actions, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, saying Support Ukraine. So there are links to places you can connect with to learn more and to take action right in our show notes. It's also about taking action to support the communities we're a part of beyond that. And one of the organizations I support is the Midnight Mission, offering a path to self-sufficiency for people experiencing homelessness. We're trying to supply them with hygiene kits. You can be a part of our community. Join me. We're doing live streams. We're doing a lot of fun stuff together. You could get a free download of a live show. You could get free streams of our live shows. And you could feel good about being a part of the community, hanging out with other listeners, and supporting other people. And you could do that for free. It's sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. The link is in the show notes. Go ahead and use it. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter. You'll get free live streams. You can download a live show. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Join me. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to help other people. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Thanks, everybody, and let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody, it's Scoots here. This is a repeat episode that came out a while ago. One of my favorite series or like occasional things, more, I think they call them Morley and Borley. Eventually they would, this is either the first or the second episode we ever did. I don't even know right now because I'm still trying to find uncompressed audio of the first episode, but like I do have uncompressed. So this is probably the second episode because more realistically, I'm not going to find that uncompressed audio of the first episode. That just means that better quality. But I even found the original files of the second episode. So yeah, this is a look back at Derek Borley and Morley Safer doing stuff together. I don't even know what to say. Like they go to Kmart a lot and deal with stuff like Blue Light, but I don't know about this episode. And one of my favorite people who I've ever imaginarily seen in an event, then imagined in reality without the podcast. I thought I saw Morley Safer at a performance of my dad's musical community theater performance of MAME. And I said, is that Morley Safer over there? This is like, seven years ago. And then I was still paying attention to the musical, but I was also imagining that Morley Safer and I became best friends and went on adventures together. And yeah, I'm aware, like, Morley's, hopefully, Morley, maybe you're listening now to the podcast or checking it out. Maybe you're with your friend Derek, because my name is Drew and Scooter. But one of my favorite, like, small ongoing jokes. Yeah, so this one goes out to Morley Safer and everybody else out there. Yeah. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble falling asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you up at night, whatever's got you tossing and turning. Whether it's thoughts, feelings, sensations, emotions, noise, whatever is keeping you from crossing over that threshold, I'm going to try to distract you from that. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice here across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones, pointless meanders, similes, something like and as a simile and a metaphor. And it's within, not really paradox. I don't think I'm capable of paradox. You know, definitely no paradoxes at bedtime. I'll get right into the senseless metaphors here. Because this bedtime podcast, is meant to take your mind off that kind of stuff that runs through your head. Also, and that is a paradox, actually, when you lie down and either you're exhausted, or they call it overtired. Pardon my language, who came up with that term? Probably a brain bot, without a doubt. Overtired. It should be just friggin' tired, you know. Or if you're Battlestar, frackin' tired. Or, you know, but what was I saying? I got a little fired up there. But, you know, the paradox, I guess I was talking about is you lie down. And either you did all this work to get ready to go to sleep, or you're just beat, or you've been looking forward to it. And then all of a sudden, all these creatures, like, you know, creatures are stirring. What was that without a match? How's that Christmas thing go? All the creatures were stirring. Oh, not a creature was stirring. But in your mind, all of a sudden, the creatures were stirring. Just like a bunch of freaking annoying mouses, you know? And don't object, mouses. I'm just using you in a, you know, whatever that sense is. I overused the word metaphor already, so I can't say that. So don't get bent. But, you know, all of a sudden you say, geez, I wasn't thinking about anything, and I thought it was pretty calm and stuff, and now I climb into bed, and it's like this, I don't know, this term, I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys have this, Fireman Field Day. But it's like a field day, you know, for your thoughts, your worries, your concerns, your pains, your past hurts, your present hurts, your future hurts, fear, all those things start running through your brain. And paradoxically, you're trying to quiet stuff down. And the more you try to control stuff, you know, the harder it is. And I use the term fireman field day. And I don't know, those things, I guess they disappeared, at least in Syracuse, New York, where I grew up. In the unincorporated areas, I lived right in the edge of the city, up against the county line, the unincorporated part of the county. And in order to raise money, or one of the ways they raised money for the volunteer fire department was to have a fireman's field day. It's kind of like a carnival or a county fair. It would have a few rides. It would have food, and it would have a tent. And actually, it was the first, I was thinking about it because, you know, lately I've been lucky enough to have some attention on the podcast. And I was thinking about Bobby Finger. Also, Bobby Finger has a new podcast out. So make sure to check that out. But Bobby Finger was the first person that interviewed me about this podcast. But was that the first interview I've ever done in my life? And I don't know if this counts as an interview. It doesn't. Not even talking about it. But I was at the Fireman's Field Day. And someone from the news would come, the local news, and this guy's name, I think his name was Denny. And he was, I don't know if he did the weather or the traffic, but he was, you know, the kind of, you know, the goofy guy in the news. He was also on a morning show for kids called Saturday Morning Showboat. You know, that was kind of like a kid's variety show. But this guy, Denny, well, that's what we'll say his name is. He came to the thing, you know, and you say, hey, well, this is the guy from the news. And he had a mannequin. And I forget the mannequin's name. And I don't know what he talked about. Maybe what it's like being a weather, what it's like working on the news. But he, you know, he did a little routine with his mannequin, you know, and that was always cool for kids to see people that could throw their voice, or ventriloquist dummy, I guess it was, not a mannequin. Oh boy, a mannequin. Yeah, I thought I was using it. That would have been better. Maybe that's what he had at home, was a mannequin. There's probably a 95% chance of that. Sorry, Danny. But, you know, I wish I had a mannequin to love. Believe me. Oh, wow, this went way off the rails. But so he did his little show with his ventriloquist dummy, not his mannequin. That was probably for after midnight. They said, any kids want to come up and tell a joke? And usually I was terrified of everything and avoided it. But I said, well, geez, I'll come up and tell a joke. And then I went up and told this joke, which I've told before on the show. It wasn't my own joke. But I said, what is the mom, when they, I don't know the setup exactly, but I said, mama, a ghost and a baby ghost get in a car to go to the store. What does a mama ghost to say to the baby ghost before they leave? Fasten your sheet belt. And I think I got a signed picture of Denny and ventriloquist dummy. Probably, I don't know what his name was. Usually, I don't know, we prefer a two-syllable word or a three-syllable word for a dummy. Dummy. Yeah, I guess Freddy the dummy. Fred the dummy. Hey, Freddy's not a very good name, though. I guess so. Usually with a high, you know, Petey, that would be a good one. Maybe not. So where was I? So the podcast is meant to take your mind off stuff, distract you. That was just a little sampler of what I do on the show, is kind of go off on a little tangent. I thought I was going to talk about paradoxes, but quickly part of my brain said, you don't know what a paradox is. Change the subject. And I said, thanks, I will. Wait, what did you say? I was going to talk about something else. I forgot what we were talking about anyway. And then I'll kind of go off, but I am not positive here, but sometimes I'm fairly confident. I mean, if the podcast is going to work for you, is that while I was talking about Denny and the Fireman's Field Days and the ghosts in a car, which is kind of a joke. It's like, where are the ghosts going? That should have been the joke. They're changing haunting locations? What are they going to the store for? I see. Like that. So that could be a podcast episode. Maybe that should be a podcast episode. The ghosts that went to the store. Maybe that'll be tonight's episode. Yeah, I think it will be. I guess we're going to trend our trending Twitter Tuesday that right now. But, I think if there's a chance while I was doing all that, that you weren't thinking about all the other stuff that might have been keeping you up at night. That's ideally what happened. So that's what I'm going to do. You're under no obligation to listen to me. Just lie back, kind of let yourself be distracted. The story will kind of, it's kind of like at the Fireman's Field days, they had the super slide, which if you're not a kid, there's nothing super about it, but super ripoff, I guess, as a parent now, I say, you still see those from time to time at like a street fair. But when you're a kid, you're like, that thing is awesome. How many times can I go on it? And it's like, once, it's $5. But like the super slide, the podcast kind of works in the same way, but you're like, you're going, like you're going to kind of be engaged, but then you're going to keep going and keep going. And then when you get to the bottom, ideally you'll be asleep. Instead of being like, well, that's it. I guess that would be it. Like my story will be like the super slide. I'll go whoop, whoop, whoosh. And then ideally you go whoosh into dreamland instead of being like, I just paid for it. And a kid would just be like, can I go again? That was great. And that's what your brain bats will do through the rest of the story. Ideally, all the parts that are keeping you up, they'll be listening to me. You'll whoosh right off. You'll be like, you're not paying anything for this podcast, and you know, you don't have any commitment to me, and I'm not going to charge your brain bots to go on it five more times while you sleep. So yeah, it's whoosh, whoosh. Could go, so it has three, you get on that burlap sack and you go up and, oh man, I can't, now I'm getting immersed. Cause it was like, it'd be a late summer day. And you'd be at the top of that super slide tower, and twilight would be mixing with the sunset. I ruined that by saying mixing, but I guess that could be a term, you know. They kind of are getting minxy with the sunset and the twilight. And you're standing up there, and you really feel alive, the kid. And then you go whoosh, 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 and ideally you keep going into the twilight across the deep dark night. I'll be here talking to you for the next 45 minutes to an hour, trying to just listen and follow my ridiculous train of thoughts instead of yours. You know, that's the offering. You know, just listen to me, and whenever you feel like checking out, whenever you feel like drifting off, go right ahead. All right, so I'm glad you're here. This podcast doesn't work for everybody. I hope it works for you. And I really appreciate you trying it out and stopping by, because I know it takes a lot of, I know there's a lot of crap out there. And this, you know, 60% of people say, this is something that word does not do. But so I don't have any expectation or demands of you. You know, I hope it works for you. And if it doesn't, I really do hope you find something that does. And I'm glad you're here. So thanks for stopping by. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer, because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, it's trending Twitter Tuesday. It's Saturday, about 5:30, just before 5:30 p.m. So I got the Twitter app open. Let's see the number one. What's trending in Milwaukee? I like how we can really nail this down. So, and tonight's episode was born out of the opening about this story that came out of this joke. Well, I guess it is an investigation I did. It's an investigation I did about, a ghost parent and a baby ghost in a car. Anyway, I had to get my sleuthing on. It's February 27th, just for the record, because, you know, since I'm sleuthing, I want to be sure. 5:28, February 27th p.m. reporting. And, you know, when I get my sleuthing cap on, when I get into my reporter mode, amateur, you know, definitely super under amateur. I pitch that to Under Armour, but they, you know. Well, they wouldn't. I don't know if they opened the email, but they said, "What about a new line under amateur?" And they said, "Well, it's brain bots. One of my brain bots, my pre-pitch brain bot said, well, what do you mean? What's under amateur?'" And I said, well, "That's why I stood in front of the mirror, brain bot. Look right there, under amateur." And then the brain bot said, well, you got me on that, but why would you need a specialized underclothing? And he said, come on, of course, because it's special. We want to feel special just like everybody else. Just because we're an under amateur, it doesn't mean we have, you know, we have a right, like all people, to feel special a little, every once in a while. And then that brain bot said, okay, you got me again. So, but when I get on my sleuthing hat and then I put on my under amateur underwear, aka adult underoos that I special ordered, don't ask what superhero. I mean, I would say, you know, I thought you were going to talk about two ghosts in a car, Scoots. Well, yeah, just let me finish this out, okay, self-critic. You know, I feel down enough about buying these underoos. And I special ordered them, you know, somebody in Brooklyn, you know, did make some, hand paint some. So I guess I shouldn't have sent that letter to, oh, that makes more sense. And why they're $80. But, well, I sent that to the Underoos headquarters. So, well, great. And I signed it, Scooter, Sleep With Me podcast, because I thought that'll get some results. But I, you know, again, I don't want to harp on G.I. Joe and how much I dislike G.I. Joe because I love the show and I guess I'm obsessed with it, but I guess G.I. Joe was really, never mind, I don't want to get into throwing around. So anyway, not important. You know, you live and you learn. I don't know what, I guess I wish I knew the life lesson there. But as I was talking about in the intro, once upon a time, little Andy, their little buddy, little Andy, you know, the kid that, and this was, you know, this was when I still had some freshness to me, because I told that little joke with Denny and his ventriloquist dummy. And so I think I say, you know, and I think this was probably right around the time I had trouble sleeping, but I told this joke, you know, what does the mama ghost say to the baby ghost when they get in the car to go somewhere? Fasten your sheet belt. And, you know, I was repeating this conversation to set it up on the phone with Morley Safer, because that's where I was trying to go to set up, is that, you know, if I'm going to do any investigative reporting, it's going to be, you know, it's going to involve Morley because he's my hero. And I want him to learn my name. For some reason, if you're new to the show, a couple times I've roped Morley Safer, or some critics of the show will say a man that looks like Morley Safer, whose name's also Morley, that's not Morley Safer, into some adventures with me. When I was in Florida last, it was just a year ago, actually. I guess this is as good a time as any to take a little bit of a walk down an old nostalgia road. I was at a performance of MAME, a musical, M-A-M-E, that my father was performing in. As I forget his name, but MAME's adopted son. I almost had it. I don't think it was Matthew, but it was something like that. But I was sitting there, and I think this was the second performance I'd been to of my father in MAME. And it was a wonderful. The woman that played MAME was spectacular. And this was at the retirement village, and this was when my mom was sick last year, so it was a little bit stressful time, so it was a nice escape. But I was looking around the room, scanning all these people, being, you know, suspending their disbelief and watching this performance and, you know, just feeling the stories in the room, to be honest with you. And I locked eyes with the man. And then he looked back to the stage and I said, "That's Morley Safer." And I said that, you know, my heart started pitter-pattering, you know, with a investigative journalism crush, I guess would be the right term. And then I roped Morley. I said, well, you know, I wanted to start a team. I said, Morley and Borley, Morley and Gorley. And then I got involved with Morley. And I thought we were on a case about water or something. And then ended up, it was just trying to, his brother was trying to break up with somebody. And they had an incredibly irritating dog. And I helped. But Morley, I think at some point, you know, instead of calling me Scoop or Scooter or Drew, Morley must have got some bad information and thought my name was Derek. And I still don't know why. Even his wife, everyone. So then we had a couple other, we stopped, believe it or not, the Plutonians, you know, tried to wreck the Earth and stuff. But we got involved in saving the Earth. I mean, basically, it was mostly Morley. But still, Morley thought my name was Derek after that. And he even sent me, he said, "Derek, I want you to come meet," you know, he tried to set me up on blind dates even. And I'll be honest, you know, I'll put it out there. It was crushing. And a lot of people will say, isn't it enough to be adventuring with Morley Safer, one of your heroes, and save, you know, saving the entire planet Earth and enabling Morley's brother to break up with his girlfriend, conflict-free, and knowing, you know, this icon of American journalism. What's the point here? Yeah, the point is it's not good enough. Saving the world, helping Morley Safer break his brother break up with his girlfriend. Yeah, that's great, but there's part of me. One that wants to be, I guess the amateur journalism part, it's more I want to be on adventures with Morley Safer on a first name basis. You know, the adventures are great. And I guess as I learn more on this journey of self-discovery I'm on, I say, well, geez, there's just a need inside of me to have more than an adventure with Morley Safer. And I guess, we could go on analyzing it forever. Well, he didn't you say that he wanted to set you up on a date with one of his nieces? And doesn't that say a lot about your relationship with him? But yeah, he just knows me as Derek. So it doesn't. Like, and I don't know, I don't think he's messing with me. And I know he has all of his faculties, so it's not that. So yeah, it's not good enough. I'm sorry. And I said, well, what about this ghost, two ghosts in a car? So I called him. I said, Morley. And of course he said, Derek, oh, Whoa. And he called to his wife, whose name I'll leave out. You know, I don't want to, she's not a public figure. We said, it's Derek's on the phone. And she says, she got on. Oh, Derek, how are you? We miss you. So, okay, when are you coming to Florida? How are you, you know? Oh, and I said, that's what I did. I said, oh, I'm great. So, and then they say, oh, Derek, you're so, you know, because they didn't even know my personality. They know I'm a bit of a loon. So anyway, it was time to pitch Morley on this story. I said, excuse me, can you put Morley back in? And he said, well, what about this? Are you still single? And then they both laughed at that. But I think Derek's a little bit more, maybe that's why they call him in. So I said, geez, I said, okay, I guess I gotta. And I said, maybe I'm trying to go at this the wrong way. Maybe I need to embrace Derek and get this. So I said, yeah, this is Derek. Can you put Morley back in? I got a case. So Morley hopped down. I said, Derek, what is it? I said, Morley, we got a case. We got a ghost case. And I said, Morley, did you hear me? We got a case. And he said, yeah, I think, he goes, I must have missed it. And I said, no, Morley. And then, you know, I'll skip over this part because it took about 4 months, but of logistics and, you know, fitting in when Morley does the touring schedules. And then saying, Derek, and then I had to buy a ticket to Florida. Which I said, I guess somebody. And then I said, wait, it's a ghost. I said, yeah, the ghost. I said, we could meet anywhere. We should have just done it on Skype. But anyway, got to Florida. I met up with Morley at a coffee shop. And I just kept telling myself, you know, own the future, Scoots. You're Derek now. And I said, well, Scooter, yeah, maybe I am. And I said, I'm Derek. No more Willy, whatever, mixing up willy nilly, you know, willy washing or whatever. That sounds definitely no willy why. And I said, Morley stood up as I walked into the, he said, Derek. And I said, Morley, back in the case. And I said, I guess I'm Derek Morley. Private, well, I guess we're not private and get, you know, amateur. Well, Morley's a pro. Morley and Borley, investigative journalist and sidekick. And he said, all right, tell me what's going on, Derek. And I said, okay, Morley, let me take you back. So I'll skip that part because I already took you guys back. And then I ordered some coffee. Then I had too much coffee, as they told Morley about the whole thing. And Morley even laughed at the joke because, you know, Derek Borley is one hell of a sidekick, which troubles me, you know. Do I need to become, he said, am I a character investigative reporter? He said, what kind of investigative reporting do you do? And I say, I'm a method investigative reporter, Derek Morley, method investigations. He said, well, if Morley doesn't. Morley said, Derek, are you with me? And he said, I'm just worried about the case, Morley. He said, did you get all that? And he said, he patted me on the shoulder, like, you know, in a fatherly way. And he said, okay, Derek, so we're looking for two ghosts in a car. And he said, okay, I guess, yeah, we're looking for ghosts, a cartoon ghost, you know, mother and a child. Not sure if it's a girl or a boy, to be honest. You know, ghosts are kind of a bit androgynous. These ones in my brain that I was picturing, you know, the ones from the joke. And Morley's already had out his steno pad and was writing. And he said, do you think this is related to the Plutonians? And I said, I don't, to be honest, Morley, because this was pre-Plutonian. He said, okay, Derek, walk me through. What are we looking for? And I said, well, there's a lot of questions on this case, Morley. Because he looked up, like, with his signature safer look. He said, please complete my name. Well, that's what his eyes on my face told me. And I said, well, there's a couple questions on this case, Morley. One, well, I said, first of all, the car, you know, I don't know, that's confusing, but I don't know if that's worthy of investigation. I said, just where are the ghosts going? I was under the impression, you know, that ghosts didn't travel. And if they did, you know, it wasn't casually. Morley said, okay, he's writing this down. Yeah, I think he was making bullet points. And then a waitress came over. I saw him right, never and Trump. She said, I heard you. She goes, you guys here for the pack in town for the Pac-Man tournament? And then the waitress came
over.
And she said, I heard you. She goes, you guys here for the pack in town for the Pac-Man?
And I said, no, no, no.
And then she said, are you in town for the Ghostbusters reboot shoot? And I said, no, but we could... He said, that's a coin. I said, Morley, we're definitely in the right place. He said, it's coalescing, Derek. And I said, yeah, we got to get it. I said, we got to get on this. And he said, where do you want to start? And I said, I don't know. And I said, ma'am, where is this, where's the tournament, the Pac-Man tournament? She said it's on the set of the Ghostbusters, of course. And I said, well, I thought they already shot that movie, ma'am. And she said, well, they're doing reshoots. And I said, well, Morley was writing this down too. And I said, wow, this is really going well. Cause usually I mess, you know, when I'm being myself, but Morley thinks I'm Derek. I say, he doesn't let me take the lead. And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, Morley, don't write that down. That was just a blip. And I said, where's the set? And she said, it's a rebuilding of, and I said, Columbia. And she said, no, Marquette. And I said, okay, Milwaukee school. And she said, yeah. I said, can you point us to it? I said, so they worked their teachers at Columbia. And she said, what do I look like, Doris Hollywood to you? And I said, you don't happen to be a ghost, do you? And she said, no. And I said, all right, well, I said, well, Morley are on the case, ma'am. Rest easy. Here's 2 bits for your time. I said, Morley, could you give her a couple bits? And he slipped her a 5. And I had like 3 more cups of coffee. But I realized that, you know, when me and Morley told them only bring me decaf. So then I just had to make a couple extra stops when we tried to drive to the set of the movie. And Morley said, what's our next move? And I said, well, I don't know, Morley, because we could sneak on the set and cause havoc. But I said, I don't want to do that because I like everybody involved in that project and I love Ghostbusters. And I said, there's another coinky dink. And he said, he goes, please don't, Derek, that's not professional coinky dink. And I said, there's another piece of synergy here, Morley. And he wrote that down and then crossed it out, which I took to be like a form of constructive criticism, subtle form of constructive, you know, the kind Morley does to Derek, his near equal. And I said, I believe that they're also shooting Fuller House, the Netflix remake of Full House here. And I was like, you want to talk about a place full of ghosts? And I said, there's some, and he said, let's go. He goes, the house is the perfect place to start. And the next thing you know, Morley's in full full like 60 minutes. You know, he calls Lowell. I have to call Mr. Bergman. If I talk to Morley about him, he won't directly correspond with me. But I think that's before he met, you know, actually, this is a tangent here, but everybody's using this. This is, you know, when I always try to figure out these pop terms. So I've been trying to figure out soft power. The other one is peak something, like I hear. And so then I was thinking, well, maybe I'll be peak Derek Borley. And next thing I know, we pull up to the Fuller House set, which was in a full house, like a house. And we're talking to a key. Did I say that already? We started talking to a key grip, but Morley was on it full 60 minutes, I think, before I got on the tangents. That's sort of what we were at. And the key grip starts telling us about all these cartoon hijinks. And I said, with Kimmy? And then he just stared. And I said, well, maybe Kimmy's not all she's cracked up to be as an adult. And I said, no spoilers, by the way. Key grip and Morley wrote a double underline, no spoilers. And then Morley said, you know, he goes, tell us more about these hijinks. And the key grip said, it's unexplainable. And he goes, unexplainable hilarity in the set of Fuller House. And I said, are you being ironic? And he said, who are you asking? And then Morley, when he goes, I'm asking. And he goes, the key grip got all, he sat back, he leaned back in his seat. If he had a cigarette, he would have lit it and smoked it. And he said, I tell you who you want to talk to. You want to talk to old man Vandy. And we said, old man Vandy. And that was so good, Morley didn't even need to write it down. He said, oh, where's old man Vandy? He said, down the way. He said, down the way where? And he said, the Anaheim room. And I said, the Anaheim room here in the Fuller House, Fuller House. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, where? He said, the basement. That's what we call the basement, the Anaheim room. And I said, why do you call it the Anaheim room? And he said, it's for crew only, and it's a place away from all this Fuller House stuff. So it's like Disneyland, because once we're away from all this. And I said, wow, that's cool. I said, I wish it. And he said, let's go, Derek. So we go down to the basement, and the crew is coming up from a break. And Morley says, Derek, he goes, let's follow my lead. And he goes, excuse me, gents, this is me. He goes, I'm Morley. This is Derek Morley. He goes, we're wondering, we heard about some hijinks around these parts. And Morley was talking a tenth of a decibel louder than normal, barely detectable by human ears, unless you're a sidekick. Future partner Derek Morley, and you can pick up on these kind of things, you know, because you're method investigating. And Morley said, I just got a couple of questions for you. He goes, have you felt any chills? And the crew said, yeah, I think so. And I said, okay. Morley said, hey, sit down here. He goes, let's go downstairs and talk just for a minute or two. Can I have your time? And they all knew. They said, sure, Mr. Safer. And then they started clapping. And they said, all right, Derek Morley. And they treated me with disrespect and camaraderie at the same time. We sat around a couple of sawhorses with a piece of wood on it. And they poured me a coffee out of those cool green giant things. And they started talking about, ghosts and cat, you know, how once upon a time they had shot one of the live action Casper movies, the same set as a house, you know, made for the old nuclear family shoots and, designed, for that wholesome aspect of, And then Morley said, it's interesting now. He goes, because it's reborn with the Fuller House. And the kind of plot line me and Derek have a vague awareness of, but not really any details other than Candace and Kimmy. And yeah, I said, I know the twins, they didn't sign in. I don't think they signed up for it, but I don't have full callback of, was that Jody Sweetin was the other one? Morley wrote that one down. Question mark that would spanned two sets. I don't know what those are called, Oxford lines or whatever. And we start asking, they started talking about Nickelodeon slime, getting slime by Nickelodeon slime, and giggling, and just general. And they said, is any of it eerie? They said, no, irritating. And that was somebody said, and we all laughed. It was funny, actually. And Morley said, all right, well, he goes, so they shot that Casper movie here. And then out of the corner of my ear, I guess I'd be out of my ear because I don't know if my ear actually has any corners. But the corner of the room, I heard a creak, a back and forth creak of a rocking chair. And then I heard the clearing of a throat of a man, probably an old man named Vandy. And he said, it's a Purdue chicken you're looking for. Purdue chicken's where all of it started. And Morley and I turned at the same time, as partners are known to do, you know, that are tuned into each other. And Morley just raised his right hand and pushed the air back, excusing the rest of the crew. And they soundlessly left, and we turned around in our chairs, and we found ourselves looking across the room at a man named Vandy, old man Vandy. And I found myself, I was fully in method investigation because I stood up and I walked across the room and I said, you must be old man Vandy. I said, I'm Derek Bordley. We're here to ask you some questions, sir. And he said, my father was a sir. I'm an old man. And then he chuckled, Morley chuckled, I chuckled. And I pulled a chair up close to Vandy. And I said, tell us more about this chicken, Vandy. And he said, it was let me piece it back together. He said it was the cast and crew party celebrating the close of the shoot. I don't know the terms of these things, but I'm sure they have a professional term, you know, like a cast party or whatever you have after opening night or closing night of a play. And he still moved back and forth in his chair. He was rocking in a chair. It wasn't even a rocking chair. But he was so old man Vandy, it didn't even matter. But he said it was a Purdue chicken that started all the trouble. And I said, how'd you know it was a Purdue chicken? And he goes, well, that's who we hired. He goes, you know, those ones from the commercials. He goes, I've been on that shoot. He goes, I go, Casper? He goes, Casper 2. The ghost with the most. And he said, didn't you write that, Derek? And I said, I'm Derek Bordley, sir. No, I'm not a writer of Casper fan fiction and direct-to-DVD movies like the wonderful Casper 3, actually. Ghost Overboard was what I may have written. But not two, Mr. Old Man Vandy. Anyway, Derek Bordley here to ask you more questions. And Morley says, so there's a guy in a chicken suit. And he goes, two guys in a chicken suit. He goes, and they played the non-Purdue chickens, if you remember the commercials at all. And Morley said, I do. And I said, I totally do. And I said, but there's no Purdue chicken in those because, I mean, the irony is the chickens wanted to be, but if they knew what they're in for, and Vandy cracked his knuckles. And he said, you're getting distracted from the point, son. And I said, all right, Vandy, clue me in. And he said, well, that was the thing. He goes, we only hired the two chickens, but then there was a third one there. The Purdue chicken showed up. It said his name was Cruz Azul. And, you know, we just thought it was somebody. We said, what the heck, who is that? Billy, Jimmy, who's in that chicken suit? And we were all having a great time, you know, because, we knew we were going to be rich off Casper 2. He said, what was it called again? I said, are you still upset they didn't make Casper 3 Ghost Overboard? And he patted me on the head and winked. And I said, well, I guess I can't be a method investigator with everybody. And he said, he goes, the next thing we knew, you know, the party was rocking. And this Purdue chicken, Cruz Azul, was the life of the party. And he was pretending he was a South Carolina Democratic senator, congressman, making speeches, pressing the flesh. And he goes, at some point, the two actors that were playing the non-Purdue chickens, they left, you know. And we said, where's your buddies? He said, well, those aren't my friends. He goes, that was a couple of guys in chicken suits. And he goes, we drank a bit. And he goes, and then the party went on and went on. And the chicken was still dancing and dancing with all the crew and the cast. And we're all just having a great time, you know. And I guess I've been drawn in by this guy. And finally, Morley said, get to the point. And Morley bumped his fist on the table even. Goes, we got to unsolve this mystery here. And you're just spinning me a web. And he goes, at some point, he goes, in the middle of the party, he goes, somebody just got nervous, and they said, Cruz Azul, what? Because he said, all of a sudden, he started talking about Casper and how he's friends with Casper. And that Casper was going to move on. I said to Casper 3, Ghost Overboard. And the old man Vandy said, to a future project. And he goes, and then there was this, the sound system went out, the dance lights went out, and they went off and they went back down and the chicken was still there. He goes, but it was only sitting in a chair. And he goes, then we heard a car pull out of the lot. And we went to unsuit the chicken, you know, make sure we said, and he goes, it was a 7-foot stuffed chicken. And I said, a 7-foot stuffed chicken suit? And he said, no, it was a 7-foot doll or, you know, lifelike mannequin. He goes, there was no way anyone was inside that chicken. And he said, the other thing was, anytime anybody touched a chicken, they got a case of the giggles. And I said, it's mysterious. And he said, he goes, it was a mystery, but we stopped talking about it. And Morley, he cleared his throat and he stood and he started to pace the room, looking through his notepad. He said, this doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense at all. He said, you got a movie set used for a movie, Casper 2, Full House. And he said, was this used in the original Full House? And Vandy said, majority of the interior stuff was. But, you know, we've redesigned it for a remodel for Fuller House. And Morley said, still doesn't make any sense. He goes, you got a chicken suit, a moving chicken suit, causing the giggles, causing fun, causing mystery. You got a missing card. The missing card would turn up. And the guy said it did. He said it was old Foghorn Leghorn Jones's car. And he goes, they found the car. The only thing was the seatbelts were replaced by sheets. And this is the first time I've ever heard Morley gasp. It would probably be the last time I've heard Morley gasp. And Morley said, now we're getting somewhere. And he goes, who is this man? Foghorn Leghorn Jones? He goes, where do we find him? And Vandy said, you don't. He's not with us anymore. Morley said, well, there's your seatbelts, Derek. And I said, you're right, Morley, but we still don't have anything that makes any comprehensible sense related to why any of this is going on or how we're going to resolve the case or if there's even a case that needs to be resolved. And he said, Vandy, that's my partner, Derek Morley. And I got the chills. And for me, the case was already solved. I said, I could care less about it. I mean, in my head, I was like, I mean, if only... And he said, well, I guess I've learned to live now because I get the chills. Because Morley just called a character I was playing, trying to be myself, but realizing if I played a character more pleasing morally. He might, you know, that, so, you know, said, I can't have the dream. But I said, yeah, I get the chills because Morley said I was his partner, but he didn't really mean it because it's not really me. But I said, we're on the case now. Instead of saying all that stuff going through my head, Morley said, let's go, Derek. I think I got an idea of what's going on. And I said, well, I don't. And Morley said, well, don't worry. He said, let's go upstairs. He goes, this place got an attic, Vandy? Vandy said, of course it does. It's got two attics. Morley said, that's even better. And he goes, now I really know what's happening. And we headed upstairs and out of the basement. I guess that's up to the ground floor. Then we headed up to the second floor. And I said, wait a second, where is John Stamos's room? I said, who lives in the basement, Morley? John Stamos or Dave Coulier? And Morley said, to the attic, Derek. And then we went up to the third floor. And I said, yeah, they think they did have three, four. I said, that would be a dream of mine, Morley, to live in a house with three floors. And Morley said to me, don't give up on Kimmy. And then I got the chills again, but for a whole different reason. And I said, but she's probably, that's a character there. And then I said, whoop, I said, Morley. And then he laughed, and I said, oh my goodness, Morley. And then we went up another floor to technically what would be the fourth floor, but what was actually the first attic. And I said, what do you think, Morley? And Morley said, I think we got a case of a confused mother ghost. And he said, I'm going to need you to act, Derek. And he said, do you know how to act? Can you become a character? And I said, I could try, Morley. And he pulled a sheet off of a piece of furniture. He threw it over me. He said, get on your knees. And I, you know, if Morley Safer says that to you, say, you got it. And he said, you're Casper now. Act like a little, you know, but he goes, to get Casper down. And he goes, don't do that freaking, you know, silly new age attitude, you know. And I said, I'm Casper. I said, gag, Papa Morley. Boo. And Morley said, oh, Casper. And then I said, I think I know what it was. And then we heard a noise above our heads, a calming lullaby noise. And I said, Morley Poo, I love you. And Morley gave me a cut, it like it was too weird. And I, you know, but I said, I'm in the Casper, baby Casper zone. And then Morley started acting. He said, who are you? And I said, I'm Casper. And he said, what are you doing in my, my family's, my kid's family? You know, this is the fuller, our house is already full. And I said, well, I just stopped by. I'm looking for my mommy. And Morley winked at me like I was doing a good job. Like Derek Morley was on the case pretending Scooter. Andrew was being Scooter, being Derek Morley, being Casper on the case. Crack. Amateur reporter or investigator. Casper Poo. And Morley said, well, Casper, have you been playing around with people and clowning around and pretending you were a giant chicken? And then I said, well, I just wanted to dance at the party. It was so fun. And Morley said, well, I think your mother's been looking for you for a long time. For a very long time. Do you know anything about that? Can you remember anything about that, Casper? And I said, well, I just love to laugh and I love people. And I know my mama loves people too. We're silly ghosts. We love to make people laugh. And Morley just nodded, like, go on. And I said, I think me and my mom are supposed to move away because it's so busy here with all the people filming and things.
You know, sometimes my mama's eyes aren't so good because she can't tell if I even have my seatbelt in the car. And so sometimes she gets mixed up and thinks that, when a blue screen is, my mama doesn't, but I do. And Morley nodded, and we started walking towards the stairs to the next attic. And Morley said, oh, what does your mom get me? And I said, well, sometimes she thinks a green screen ghost, because she could see it in her mind, is me. And then Morley said, gave me the nod to go upstairs. And I said, wait a second, I'm friggin'. I said, well, didn't we just figure out to get, I was thinking that, but when Morley Safer nods, you could go somewhere, believe me, you do it. So I started heading up the stairs, and I said, well, I don't know if this is the best idea, but here we go. And then I took two steps up the stairs. I heard the mother ghost, and the most cheerful, well, I assumed it was the mother. She said, oh, Casper, is that you? And something, my inner Derek Bordley, actually, in the back of my mind said, you're not acting like Derek Bordley. And I stopped, and I turned around Morley, and he looked at me, and he was taking notes even. And I said, well, see, he's already writing a story about this. And I said, Morley, and he said, Casper. And I pulled the sheet off me, and I said, no, it's Derek Bordley. And I could have sworn Morley was about to crack up, but I think it was because my knees were covered in dust. And he said, aren't you going to close the case, Derek? And I said, well, I got a strange feeling. I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to be cradled by a mother ghost. And then she's going to put me in a car and make sure, and then I'm going to tell her the joke. And then that'll solve the case, but then I'll be stuck in a car with a ghost. And I'm not really prepared for that because I'm Derek Bordley, Morley. And I'm not ready to give up my gum, I didn't do that because I was being Derek Bordley. And Morley said, well, what are we going to do, Derek? How are we going to close the case? And I said, I got a case. I got to close this case right where it started, Morley. And he said, tell me where the case started, Derek. And I said, remember, I told that joke to a man who may or may not have been Denny. And he was either a weatherman or he was the goofy guy at the station, the comic relief. But he had a sidekick that made of wood or plastic and he said, it's not a marionette. He goes, it's a ventriloquist dummy. And he goes, you're brilliant, Derek. And then the ghost has been up there for years. So I said, we could probably take it. He said, let's hit the road. And then, I guess it's a little bit anticlimactic because then we drove and we had to go to so many stores before we found a ventriloquist dummy. And I think the station was WSTM5, but I don't think there was a station WSTM. So I guess Syracuse, isn't that west of the Mississippi? KPIX is K and east, and that never made sense to me either. East of the Mississippi starts with W's. WSTM, maybe it was WSTM5. But anyway, because Florida, there's a Goodwill stores and rescue, a lot of retirees. So we finally tracked down a good one. And then we brought it back to the Fuller House set. And we went back up to the attic. And then we went up to I headed up the stairs using my Casper voice. Oh, Mom, are we ready to get in the car? Should I go wait for you in the car? I'll be sure to fasten my seatbelt. Morley and I were like, well, and I said, Kimmy's car. Come on, Morley, whose car will we have to go steal? And Morley said, Derek, do you have a crush fear of Kimmy? He said, I did. I don't know anymore, though. I don't think I'll be. And I said, Derek Morley's fears are Bordley. He said, let's get this ghost on the road. And we put the mannequin ghost in there. in that actress's car, you know, maybe. And we headed off and the car vanished. The mannequin vanished. And I guess, unfortunately, we ran into old man Vandy and he had to quit. You know, 9 weeks later, he said, well, the joy's gone from that set. And I said, the joy is gone from a Fuller House set. And he said, yeah, it was those ghosts. And I said, ghost. And then he said, ghosts. And then I said, is that another case for Borley and Derek Borley, not Derek. I got my name mixed up there because I was so into the case. And Morley patted him. He said, I'm taking you off a decaf, Derek. And that was it. You know, hopefully everything works out for the Fuller House that we didn't ruin. Or, you know, we didn't suck all the joy out of the area for the reshoots for Ghostbusters remake, Fuller House remake. Probably doesn't bode well for my fan fiction, Ghost Overboard, Casper 3. Oh, I think Casper 2 is Ghost with the most. And maybe, you know, Casper 4, Professor Casper. That's a working title. But it goes overboard. You know, that takes place. I started pitching Morley as we went and got some lunch. And then I realized Derek wouldn't do that, but I was already mid-pitch telling him about the big scene with Casper. And, you know, because it takes place in a cruise ship, obviously, goes overboard. I'll just spoil it for you, you know, to wind you down. Is that, there's a big action sequence during the Broadway show. Because Casper decides that Casper wants to be in the Broadway show. And also, there's probably, I say, you got to work in another, you know, B plot line that maybe, I'm thinking Jewel Thief, probably. That'd be a C plot line. But the one twist is that Ghost is actually, well, now I'm thinking that maybe there's a triple ghost, like the Jewel Thief is trying to get the ghost to Diamond. There you go. That's definitely a C plot. There's a dog named Ghost. That's who goes overboard, maybe with the diamond in its teeth or around its neck if it's a diamond necklace. That's the dog that the little girl that, you know, probably had, you know, something, you know, that will pull at the heartstrings. But Ghost, you know, Ghost is her best friend and knows where Casper is. So then when Casper's on the Broadway stage, Ghost goes on the stage. The girl's family is like, that's it. That was the last thing with your dog, you know. And then, you know, the crew, you know, she's been hiding the dog the whole time. That Ghost, but Ghost, you got to be like a ghost. Probably a sequence where Casper tries to teach the dog. Morley fell asleep at this point in his soup. Luckily, it had gotten cold because I'd been talking so long. Casper teaches Ghost how to be a ghost. And then, you know, but then once it ends up, the woman whose diamond was stolen owns the cruise line. So that's it. That was the movie. Casper 3, Ghost Overboard. You know, Netflix, hey, how about it? You know, I have no rights to any of it, and it probably was, that's probably been a plot of about 14 movies, but, you know, so that's how Morley and Borley back in the case. And then I tried to cradle Morley, but he pushed me, you know, he said, no, Derek, then he rolled his head over into a salt. I made him, and then I pushed more saltine crackers. I made him a saltine cracker and wrapper pillow. And then I, you know, left him a message. And I just said, thanks for another great case, Derek. DB. Actually, I think maybe I just called myself DB. But, yeah, that was another case, Morley and Borley. Professional, you know, Morley is this professional. I guess he's retired, but well, that wasn't, I mean, obviously that was an awesome case. So that's not retired. All right. Good night.
All right, but this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast, your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcast and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night. TNG and cut new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. An all night intro on April 3rd, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story only feed and in the ad free feed, both of those, we had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch Bring It On part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix, episode 3 came out, Fairy Cake Woods, Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails of people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, yeah, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every 3 emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or being like, okay, like let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all 3 seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex episode 6, bringing on part 1, and then bringing on intro, and then the bringing on intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's 2 great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had 2 people across the 3 referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.